Welcome to the State of the School speech. I'm Bruce Wingus. I'm president of the Akron Press Club and also the editor of the Akron Beacon Journal. I have a few things to share before we get to our speaker today. Every spring, the Press Club and the John S. Knight Fund award scholarships to young journalism students and communications professionals. I'm happy to announce today that the Press Club is renaming its scholarship in honor of the memory of Russ Pry. Russ supported the Press Club through his annual State of the County speech, and over the years, the speech grew and drew more and more of an audience so that we could increase the amount of the scholarships to $5,000, and that was a good thing. So it's only fitting that we rename one of these scholarships in honor of Russ. The Press Club also this year will be awarding two additional scholarships through the generosity of Dr. Eileen Fong, who is a retired U.S. Army physician. Dr. Fong wishes to honor the memory of her father, Louis Fong, who was an ExxonMobil executive in Malaysia and a rubber plantation owner, through these scholarships. So the Press Club, and more importantly, the students who will receive them, thank you, Dr. Fong, for these scholarships. And thanks go to each one of you who come out today and to our other luncheons. They help support these scholarships, too. Upcoming events, we have the president of the National Press Club, Jeff Ballou, who will be our speaker in March. I'm sure he will have a few things to share with us out of Washington. That date is to be determined, and we'll have that on our Press Club website, akronpressclub.org, as soon as we can get a date nailed down. On April 19th, Dr. Para Jones, from the president of Stark State College, will be our speaker. And late this summer, early this fall, Eileen Shapiro, the Summit County Executive, will be giving her State of the County speech. So look for details of those events and others at our website, akronpressclub.org, and you can also find membership information available on our website. Now let's get on to today's speaker. First of all, there will be the opportunity for questions after the State of the School speech. Just fill out the white cards on your table, and someone will be around to pick them up, and we can ask the questions following the speech. Also, I'd please ask one to please silence your cell phones. Akron Public School Superintendent David James is responsible for more than 20,000 students and 3,000 employees. The district covers 62 miles and includes more than 50 schools and community learning centers. Akron Schools offers dual degree programs where students can earn a high school diploma and college credit at the same time. Akron Early College allows for dual degrees from the Akron Schools and the University of Akron upon graduation. David is a graduate of John Adams High School and Cleveland State University, where he received bachelor's and master's degrees. He joined the Akron School District in 1992, became executive director for business affairs in 2002, and was named superintendent in 2008. Please welcome David James to the Akron Press Club.
Thank you and good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone for being here today. Now, every year I really do enjoy bringing you the Akron Public Schools State of the Schools address, and I want to thank the Press Club again for serving as our sponsor for this annual event, and the University of Akron and Quaker Station, our hosts. I would like to acknowledge our school board members, if they would stand as I call their names, Mr. Patrick Bravo, school board president, Mr. Tim Miller, school board vice president, Mr. Bruce Alexander, Mrs. Lisa Mansfield, Reverend Dr. Curtis T. Walker, and Miss Debbie Walsh, and I haven't seen Mr. Otterman yet, but these are school board members. And I saw several former school board members, Reverend Arledge, Veronica Sims, and Ginger Baylor. If there are any others, please stand and be recognized. Mr. Laria, thank you. And I would also like to recognize our other elected officials or their representatives. If they are here with us today, please stand. I know we have Mayor Horgan, County Council, County Executive Eileen Shapiro, Please stand and be recognized. And our other elected officials, thank you. Now, last year, I welcomed and congratulated Dan Horgan as our new mayor of the city of Akron. I don't think it feels so new now. And I pledged to be a partner in helping build a better community. And I also talked about some of the perils of leadership and the many leadership changes our community experienced. And as Bruce alluded to, for myself this past year, you know, one loss to our community was especially difficult for me, and that was the loss of County Executive Pry. Russ was the kind of person who was always there to help in any way he could. He would give me his many years of political experience whenever I would pose a problem or a question. And he certainly left his mark on Summit County. And to County Executive Eileen Shapiro, I also pledge my support to work with you to really help build a better community, especially through education, which I know is one of your passions. And I would also like to take this opportunity to honor the late Ann Land Gates, who passed away on February 4th at the age of 92. Ann was a true pioneer here in Akron, being the first African-American woman to be hired at the high school level under a teaching contract. And for the different boards I served with Ann on, she was always eager to give of herself to help our children and our community, and she will certainly be missed. Thank you. Now, I believe that I speak for most of us by saying that this past year was a year of excitement when LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championship. And I have to admit that even I shed tears when we beat those Warriors. And growing up, I never experienced anything like this. And seeing more than a million people line the streets of Cleveland during that parade was very awesome. But better yet, what about filling up Lock 3 and Canal Park, the Rubber Duck Stadium, and having LeBron bring that championship trophy here to Akron? Now, as I remember that day personally, I was scared to death speaking in front of that crowd. Honestly, I had never spoken in front of that many people. But it was a moment that I'll never forget. And in that speech that day, I talked about how often LeBron exhibits courage and commitment. If there is anyone who puts his money and his heart where his mouth is, it's LeBron James. And I remember his returning to Akron and in front of an enthusiastic crowd at InfoCision Stadium in August of 2014, he pledged his support for this community and pledged his support for our children. And to me, that took courage. His promise, his commitment to bring us a championship took courage. He stood up and made a commitment to better the lives of the children of Akron and Northeast Ohio. And I think he has done that. Think about what it takes to make that promise and then actually make it happen. And believe me, our kids love them. They know who's honest, who has their best interests at heart. Kids are smart and intuitive. He's the man as far as they're concerned. And for good reason. Working with the University of Akron on a scholarship for students, participating in his Wheels for Education and Akron I Promise Network programs has taken courage and a long-term commitment to our children. Providing the opportunity for our kids to experience places like Stan Hewitt, WKYC Studios at Channel 3, the Polar Express, the Akron Symphony and Cleveland Orchestras, and the Akron Zoo to help span their horizons takes courage. And the LeBron James Family Foundation continues to work on improving the lives of our students. This year, the foundation started the LeBron James Hard Work Club. And for schools that are not served by our Akron After School program, LeBron is filling a gap by offering our students homework help after school. With an initial investment of nearly $200,000, LeBron's Hard Work Club will help students achieve their dreams of moving on to college and careers. Michelle Campbell, from the foundation, I thank you for helping LeBron realize his hopes and his dreams for all of our kids. And believe me when I say this, I've really learned a lot from LeBron during my time as superintendent of Akron Public Schools. And I want him to know that I'm grateful that his career and mine have kind of hit their stride at the same time. So today, I want to get up enough courage myself to talk about the future, to talk about a vision of building upon all of the good work going on in our schools, and how to overcome some of the challenges that prevent our students from being successful. Now, looking at the big picture, our schools are charged with preparing young people for the future. And because we are a tax-funded organization, all of you in this room, if you own property in the city of Akron, a portion of your real estate taxes, a portion of your Ohio state and federal income taxes, all help fund our schools. In terms of fiscal responsibility, we owe it to our taxpayers to operate our schools in an efficient manner. And Ryan Pendleton, our CFO, and I have been keeping a keen eye on our budget. Our general fund budget is approximately $325 million. And in our current five-year forecast, we show our expenses starting to exceed our revenue by an estimated $942,000 by the end of this year. However, we have projected an ending cash balance of nearly $47 million. Now, before everyone says, wow, that's wonderful, over the next 5 years, our expenditures are expected to rise by $49 million. Revenue, on the other hand, is expected to rise by only $24 million. And at the current end of our five-year financial forecast in 2021, we're projected to have a negative cash balance of about $5 million. In addition, as the state of Ohio budget moves through the Ohio legislature, we will have to adjust these figures. And working with Ryan and the Board Finance Committee, we must keep a keen eye on our expenditures, especially employee costs, including wages and health care. The truth of the matter is that our employee benefits program is still not in line with other public and private organizations. In our general fund budget, health benefits makes up 22%, and these costs keep rising. And although no one likes to pay more for their health care, we must take the position that our employees from the top down will have to pay more of the share of the cost of health care. And as a large tax-funded organization, our transparency is very important. I know it is to me and to each and every one of you. And this year, our CFO worked with the state of Ohio to roll out our participation in the Ohio Checkbook Program. All you have to do is go to ohiocheckbook.com, and you'll see information on the Akron Public Schools, our expenditures in a variety of formats, from finance reports on specific vendors to reports on specific spending categories. It's all there. Now, another critical area of focus right now in the district is right-sizing our footprint. This past year, the board and I had to make some difficult decisions regarding school consolidation because of declining enrollment. Our city is changing. Our population has fallen, and it has shifted in many parts of the city. And this is our reality. No one wants to close a school, but when we have seats for nearly 30,000 students and only have 21,000 students coming through the door, something has to give. So we made the decision to merge Garfield and Kenmore High Schools, Kent and Ennis Middle Schools, Bettis and Harris Elementary Schools. And I admit it was not comfortable taking heat from the community about these closures. I actually understand the frustration. And as we implement this consolidation plan, we are working with Project Ujima to facilitate meetings with groups of students from the affected schools to hear their voices to help inform our decisions moving forward. Our hope is to build new legacies while honoring the past legacies. I have also charged Project Ujima with reaching out to our community at large to engage group discussions regarding these mergers to get community input. And I want to thank Crystal Jones and her staff for supporting this effort. Now, speaking of facilities, we've opened the new Firestone and Litchfield Community Learning Centers this year. This combined community learning center houses our largest student population and houses our Akron School of the Arts, our International Baccalaureate program, our robotics and swims programs, and our planetarium program that serves the entire district. Currently under construction are Harris, Case, and Ellett Community Learning Centers. Our last state-funded CLC will be the combined Garfield-Kenmore project to be located at the site of the current Garfield High School. That leaves us with four buildings, Miller South, Firestone Park, Pfeiffer, and North High School, that will not receive matching funding from the state for reconstruction. And based on our current enrollment and student population projections, the state of Ohio will only fund about 1,400 or so high school students and will use that funding for the combined Garfield-Kenmore. However, we will monitor our enrollment figures moving forward, and we will also develop options on how to handle the four unfunded buildings that I mentioned before, because they are still open as of now. So, along with the challenges I just mentioned, the Akron Public Schools continues to provide strong and creative educational opportunities for our students. And right here on this spot, last year, I discussed the new graduation requirements facing the class of 2018, who are juniors this year. Whenever new rules are pushed down to local schools, there is a period of adjustment. We call it our implementation curve, and it's never easy. Now, students must take a series of 7 end-of-course exams covering Algebra 1, Geometry, U.S. Government, 9th and 10th grade English, Physical Science, and U.S. History, administered at the end of each course. Students will earn between 1 and 5 points per exam and must earn a total of 18 points to graduate. Now, as we make this new transition to the requirements in Akron, right now, roughly 50% of our current high school juniors have already met these requirements to achieve the 18 points. Another 18% are highly likely to meet these requirements, meaning they're on track, leaving about 32% of our students needing additional assistance to meet the required 18 points to graduate. And this just isn't an Akron problem. Many school districts across the state have voiced concerns about the class of 2018. And even though this feels insurmountable, our principals and teachers are doing everything in their power to get each one of these students to graduate. And if we don't get it done in 4 years, we have enough interventions and we stick with them to have them graduate in 5 years. Now, in December, the State Board of Education passed a resolution requesting that the State Superintendent of Public Instruction convene a work group to review the current graduation requirements issue and to consider alternative approaches. And as a matter of fact, I need to be out of here a little after 1:30 because I have to be at a meeting in Columbus of this work group today at 4. And as a member of this work group, I will continue to promote pathways to graduation for all students, especially those who face many issues that are outside of the classroom through no fault of their own. Many of you know that I have been very frank about our academic progress. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, on our state report card, the current data shows little or no improvement over the previous year. Our graduation rate increased slightly from 74 to 74.7%, which is a grade of F on the report card. On the kindergarten through third grade reading measure, we received a grade of D. However, by the spring semester, 98% of our third graders met the requirements, allowing them to be promoted to the fourth grade. In 2018, the state report card will list an overall district grade. And although I'm not very happy with our results, the metrics by which we are measured keep changing. Over the last 4 years, we have seen state tests change multiple times, and we have met the challenge by not giving up on students and offering the opportunity to make up credits, retake graduation tests, and provide additional supports so students can graduate. So I want to be very clear right now. High school education does matter because the diploma is not the end, it is only the beginning. For more of our students have to do a better job of being prepared for what comes after high school. In a recent report published by the Center for Education and Workforce at Georgetown University, 72% of all jobs in the United States in 1973 required a high school diploma or less. By the year 2020, it is estimated that only 36% of jobs will require a high school diploma or less. And 30% of all jobs will require some form of post-secondary education, including certifications, associates, or bachelor's degrees. Thus, ensuring that our students are prepared for college and career is extremely important. And last year, we celebrated more progress toward that goal in spite of our performance on our local report card. In May, I was honored to participate in the first National Inventors Hall of Fame STEM High School graduation ceremony. This event really did bring tears to my eyes because I followed many of these students from the start of their journey with STEM education in the Akron Public Schools. Even former Mayor Don Pasquale got teary-eyed at the ceremony. I know that's hard to believe. Our STEM program is really a great example of where government, academia, and businesses like Goodyear can collaborate for the benefit of our students. This past fall, both Case Elementary School and Litchfield Middle Schools were accepted into the International Baccalaureate Program, joining Firestone Community Learning Center as IB schools. I would like to congratulate Diane Floyd, principal at Litchfield COC, and to Danielle Henderson and Sharon Jones, the current and former principals at Case Elementary School, along with their dedicated teaching staff. And moving forward, we will be working with King, Resnick, and Portage Path COCs to become IB schools as well. Now, getting back to academic progress, one bright spot on the state report card is the graduation rate of our career and technical education students. For these students participating in our career technical programs, 89.2% of them graduate in 4 years, earning us a grade of B on that portion of our report card. In fact, upon review of the state report cards of Ohio's 8 urban districts, the four-year graduation rate for all of their for their career and technical education students exceeded the overall graduation rate in similar fashion. And from my point of view, we need to better understand why these students are graduating at higher rates than students who do not participate in career technical education. Now, in the past, I have discussed the connection between education and economic development in our community. And from the work done by groups like CEOs for Cities, the Greater Akron Chamber, and our regional economic development organizations, we know that there is a very strong correlation between the quality of the workforce and the quality of life in a community. Higher levels of education and training in a community make it more attractive to new business. And through the work of Dan Collantone and the Greater Akron Chamber, some of us have seen how cities like Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Omaha, Nebraska, and Greenville, South Carolina have met the challenge of building better communities by collaborative efforts among government, business, and education. I have frequently mentioned the work going on in Nashville, Tennessee with Ford Next Generation Learning and the career academies of Metro Nashville schools. Governor Kasich and his staff have discussed the importance that the state of Ohio is placing on workforce transformation. And these experiences from my education lens have made me even more committed to building better graduates. And this is my focus for the remainder of today's speech. You have some information at your tables that will cover what I'm about to tell you, and there's also a schedule of some upcoming meetings where you'll be able to learn more. Now, I think this is exciting news. So last year I reported that we started the process of converting our North High School into a college and career academy. In partnership with Ford's Next Generation Learning, Connexus, NEO, and support from the GAR Foundation, we are mobilizing educators, employers, and community leaders to engage with our teachers and students in a deliberate and strategic way. I personally would like to thank Christine Mayer from GAR Foundation for her exemplary support of Akron Public Schools as we've honed our strategies to transform our secondary schools, starting with our STEM school, and now through the expansion of those best practices to other schools across the district. Under the leadership of Sue Lacey at Connexus NEO, who's serving as the convening organization for this planning process, Connexus also provides us with relevant workforce data to ensure that our decisions are driven by the demands of local companies. We have embarked on a collaborative effort involving more than 50 community business and education leaders to develop a college and career academy model. So you may ask, what does this mean? Well, college and career academies, the intent is to transform the traditional high school model to prepare students for careers by linking their academic subjects to workforce themes. Students and teachers will use experiential learning to make lessons come alive. Different pathways designed and supported by community partners are created to introduce our students to a variety of college and career options and help build transferable skills and competencies. By leveraging a student's personal interests, lessons become relevant and directly linked to a student's post-secondary plan, increasing academic achievement, attendance, and graduation rates. These academies, in our opinion, will catalyze and grow the regional talent pipeline by preparing graduates to work in high-demand, sustainable fields. Graduates immersed in relevant coursework will develop valuable skills that align with college and career preparation to workforce demands. Our goal is to implement a strategic plan that will prepare all graduates of Akron Public Schools to enroll in college or other post-secondary training options, enlist in military service, or become employed in a sustainable career with opportunities for growth. Successful college and career academies are built upon these three major elements. Number one, teaching all courses through a career lens by linking core subjects and career technical courses. In this situation, students will explore multiple career and college and post-secondary training options, building a future that best fits their skills and interests. Number two, students are enrolled in small learning communities, providing students with a sense of belonging, helping them to develop strong teacher-student relationships, which is very important today. And number three, increased business and community engagement in the academies, which will help our teachers relate their courses to authentic problems being faced by companies. Workplace learning opportunities such as job shadowing and internships will give our students those hands-on experiences that they so badly need. Increasing their understanding of career options and increasing their technical and soft skills. Under the excellent leadership of Rachel Tekka and the support of Annie Hansen from Connexus NEO, we selected our North High School to be the district lead in transforming the traditional high school experience by adopting the College and Career Academy model after participating in concentrated professional development. And in 2016, we introduced all ninth graders at North High School to the very first Freshman Academy. This academy gets them in the stream for academic learning. And next fall, all 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students at North will select from eight career pathways in either the Academy of Health and Human Services or the Academy of Global Technology and Business. More than 100 teachers, administrators, students, and community leaders attended two master planning sessions to provide strategic input on elements that will be incorporated into a master plan or a blueprint for college and career academy implementation in the city of Akron. In addition, as part of the process, we have created 14 what we call tactical teams to help our academies and help our businesses prepare very critical issues related to how we'll implement those academies across the city. Plans include things such as workplace learning, college and career exploration, data and shared accountability, and student leadership. The resulting blueprint and master plan will be submitted to our school board for approval later in April after a community-wide session getting feedback in February and March. Then it will be presented to Ford Next Generation Learning. And upon approval by Ford NGL, Akron, we believe, will become the first city in Ohio to get the Ford NGL accreditation. And so in May, we hope to have a Ford NGL designation ceremony, moving that process forward. Thank you. And if approved, we'll join over 30 communities across the country that are already part of the Ford Next Generation Learning Network, and we'll continue the process, I hope, of converting all Akron Public High Schools into these college and career academies. Now, this shift will give us purpose and relevance to our educational programs. I think it'll help change the perception of college being the destination with little insight as to why, to one where college and other post-secondary options are tools along the path of obtaining a meaningful career and employment. And I'd like to thank our partners from Ford NGL who have been helping us in this endeavor, Scott Palmer, who is here with us today, and Parla Barkley and Charlie Michkowski. The three of them have been helping us follow the Ford implementation roadmap. Thank you. Our work with Ford NGL is directly related to our work with Summit Education Initiative, with the goal of promoting a college-going and workforce-ready culture among our students. We continue our partnership with SEI and Darren Weimer as students make their way along the cradle-to-career continuum. And before you think I'm done talking about college and career academies of Akron, stay tuned because I'll have one more item for you in just a minute. But I wanted to make sure that I mention a few other items before taking questions. Now, mentoring is very critical in the lives of our young people. It has become an integral part of APS education. iCare mentoring under the leadership of Jonathan Greer, and now part of United Way of Summit County, continue to expand with the mantra of mentoring one child, 1 hour, for 1 week, one school year. We now have over 389 mentors who are serving 424 students across grades K through 12, or K to 11, actually, in 45 Akron Public Schools. And my challenge to you today is to join with iCare Mentoring, sign up, and mentor a child because their future may depend on it. And let's not forget Project Grad Akron, which has been cited by the state of Ohio as an exemplar in implementing the Community Connectors Grant, which supports mentoring at Buchtel CLC. And to Jackie Silas Butler, I'd like to say thank you. And as I stated last year, we want to help our students avoid negative influence and learn how to solve problems peacefully. We want to build student confidence in their academic ability and increase chances of graduation so they can move on to college and or career. I would like to recognize the support of United Way CEO Jim Mullen and his staff for understanding how important education is to this community. And I look forward to expanding our partnership moving forward. To the University of Akron, Kent State University, and Stark State College, they all continue to offer dual enrollment courses through the College Credit Plus program. This year, over 700 of our students took college-level coursework while still in high school, earning over 8,000 college credit hours. Thank you. Now, having close relationships with these fine institutions will provide our students a more seamless transition to the careers that require college-level work. The success of our college and career academies of Akron will depend on our students moving into this post-secondary world to earn an industry-recognized certificate or an associate's degree or bachelor's degree and beyond. And to the presidents of these institutions, Matthew Wilson, Dr. Para Jones, and Dr. Beverly Warren, I say thank you for being such willing, creative, and wonderful partners. And I think we all look forward to future innovative partnerships to continue to expand the opportunities for our students. Now, to promote greater learning and access to technology, we are implementing something we call our One to World initiative to provide each of our students with a computer, a Chromebook, that they can use 24/7 at school and at home. We feel this will support their work as they move out in the community. And for some of our students, participation in sports keeps them interested in school. And I want to thank Tom Cousineau for his continued support in making improvements to our co-curricular athletic programs. And with Tom's advice and under the leadership of District Athletic Director Joe Vassalotti, we have implemented mentoring programs for our coaches, successfully navigated issues with the Ohio High School Athletic Association in the area of compliance, and I think we're on the road to really improving the athletic program for those students who choose athletics as a means of staying and persisting through high school graduation. Now, last year, I stated that student behavior is always a work in progress, and our schools are a reflection of our community. But it really is a sad state of affairs when young lives with so much promise are taken so soon. And it was particularly hurtful several weeks ago to have one of our students from East COC lose his life. And this senseless violence in our community has to stop. Our hearts also went out to the family of APS students who perished in the house fire on Talmadge Avenue. And we really, as a community, have to do more to ensure the safety of our children and continue to seek out creative solutions in our partnerships. Thank you. Now, Judge Linda Teodosio and the juvenile court continue to work with us to address issues with court-involved youth, truancy, and alternatives to juvenile detention. In Akron Public Schools, we've expanded our use of restorative discipline practices by implementing peace circles to support student collaboration to solve problems and disagreements. Over the last year, I participated in an interested party committee with State Senator Peggy Lehner looking into the problem of chronic truancy. And our partnership with the City of Akron Police Department that places resource officers in our middle and high schools continues to be a success. Now, to help those students who face significant barriers to achievement, we implemented a program called Path to High School Success with the goal of disrupting this school-to-prison pipeline. Now, in this pilot, we focused on our lowest performing students who struggled in eighth grade and were projected to not be successful in ninth grade. The program provided the following support by way of seminars and field experiences in the areas of English, math, social and emotional issues, physical fitness, and college and career pathways. We identified 150 students who met the criteria for the program, and out of that 150, almost 100 consistently attended the multiple classes. We gave each of those students a Chromebook to support their instruction and project-based learning activities, and this also supported our One to World program implementation. And here are the results. So of those students who participated, 83% of them are on track to earn an English credit as opposed to 76 of their peers who did not participate. And 90% of the students are on track to earn a math credit as opposed to 80% of their peers who did not participate. Now, we're excited about the program because it's an indicator when we look at our SEI metrics that students who earn that credit of English and credit of math, you know, in that transition from 8th and 9th grade, build up that confidence to continue to persist through the remainder of their high school years. Now, there are a couple of new partnerships that I would like to bring to your attention, as well as some breaking news today. And as of this moment, we've had 1,064 students apply for free transportation through our Metro RTA. Students in grades 9 through 12 can ride a Metro bus to get to school. And our school board recently approved a service agreement with Metro for passes that we are distributing at no cost to our students. So our thanks to Richard Entie, Executive Director of Metro, for working this out with us. Now our students can get to school or the University of Akron. And we can also now work with the Portage Area Transit Authority and the Stark Area Regional Transportation Authority, allowing students to go to places like Stark State and the Northeast Ohio Medical University, where we look forward to developing partnerships with Dr. Jay Gershon and NeoMed. And as we change to a career academy model, students need to job shadow and have a way to get to such opportunities they might not have had otherwise. Oh, and this also applies to our non-public and parochial students as well. So recently, 31 years after the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster took the life of Akron native Judith Resnick, I am happy to report that under our board's leadership, they voted to transfer the Judith A. Resnick Memorial Scholarship Fund to the Akron Community Foundation. What this means is that the Community Foundation will manage the nearly $200,000 in assets. This also means that the fund can now grow through fundraising and the Community Foundation's prudent long-term investment management policies, which have produced an annual net return of 8.7% for Community Foundation funds over the past 5 years. Gifts to this scholarship fund will offer donors the maximum charitable deduction available from any nonprofit under IRS law. The Akron Community Foundation will process, acknowledge, and invest all donations and will administer the scholarship. The Akron Public Schools will nominate a scholarship committee to review the application submitted by our students who pursue careers in mathematics, science, or allied fields. And I'd like to thank John Petouris from the Akron Community Foundation for his support in helping us achieve this important milestone. Now, these partnerships have one thing in common. They promote student success and engagement. And perhaps none is more focused right now than the College and Career Academies of Akron. But I have another goal. And that goal is to make this transformational change that we have to more fully partner with local businesses. And my dream is that our local companies will invest in our kids so they truly become the workforce of tomorrow. And this requires people to step up to the plate, to engage us, to challenge us, and build a better graduate. And to that end today, I am proud to announce an expanded partnership between the Akron Public Schools and Akron Children's Hospital. And we have Bill Considine in the audience today who would like to provide some information about this exciting new partnership.
Wow, what a great day for Akron, Ohio. You know, when Superintendent James asked if I would come and share some thoughts, it was truly an honor and one that I did not want to pass up. And while I'm standing here next to this wonderful man, I'd like you to join me in putting our hands together for his wonderful leadership and the report we've just heard today. I think you all are very well aware that your Akron Children's Hospital has been part of the fabric of this community for 127 years. And over those 127 years, We have built wonderful partnerships throughout this community and region. And because of those partnerships, and because of the fact that people like you believe in Children's Hospital and believe in the promises that the women that opened the doors of Children's back 127 years ago put on the wall, those promises were to treat every child that comes through our doors as if that child's our own. Those promises are treating everyone the way they want to be treated. And the promise never to turn a child away for any reason. Our schools are very much embracing those same promises, which has led to a number of wonderful partnerships we've enjoyed with the Akron Public Schools. The school nursing program, work we've done on Reach Out and Read, work we've done on a number of community initiatives that talk about the education of our children, because the education of our children and the health of our children are very much connected. When Superintendent James shared with me this concept of career academies and started talking about North High School, it really registered with me for a number of reasons. One, my mom, 92-year-old, is a graduate of North High School. So you got to keep your moms happy, right? But also, when I heard the theory behind the career academies, and know from a business standpoint, we're all talking about the need to bring young people into the jobs of tomorrow. The career academy is an initiative that'll do just that. So when we talked about what we might want to do, we as Children's Hospital wanted to again be a trailblazer in our advocacy for children, and be a trailblazer in concert with our Akron Public Schools as they're moving forward into the future relative to what's in the best interest of the children that are under their stewardship. So we're really excited about teaming up with the Akron Public Schools around North High School, the Health and Human Services Career Academy. Children's is going to invest in that. We're going to have the internships that Superintendent James talked about that'll be at Children's. We'll be teaming up our individuals at Children's with the children within the Akron Public Schools for mentorships. We're looking forward to having a white coat day that opens the eyes relative to the careers that are available in healthcare, because many of them are clinical, but many of them are in other areas that are in any business. And we want our young people to understand that. We would like to tie together the didactic training that's going on in the classroom with real-life experiences in organizations like ours. So we're looking forward to that. And as I stand before this wonderful audience, I want to encourage the other businesses that are here to think about how you can advance your mission by teaming up as a partner with our Akron Public Schools and being a sponsor of another career academy within our school system. That raises all our boats in this community. And I know the mayor and others will agree, we're an all-American city. We're a collaborative city because the people here believe in partnerships and believe in doing the very best by coming together. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you, Superintendent James, for your leadership. And we're looking forward to a very, very bright future.
Thank you, Mr. C. I'm always impressed when I come to Children's that I'm here to see Mr. Considine. Oh, you mean Mr. C. So this commitment from Akron Children's Hospital includes both a monetary and non-monetary amount of support. So in cash value, about $250,000 will go to North, and then another $150,000 in in-kind services to further develop our Health and Human Services Academy over the next few years. So again, Bill, I want to thank you and the board of Akron Children's Hospital for your leadership, vision, and generosity, and your lifelong commitment to the children of this community. And to our board members, I would like to let you know that I will be submitting a recommendation to you to rename our Academy of Health and Human Services to the Akron Children's Hospital Academy of Health and Human Services at North High School to honor this wonderful commitment to our students and community. It is my sincere hope that other organizations with many solid relationships with Akron Public Schools will deepen their relationships with us. And over the next several months, please keep an eye out for some more exciting partnership announcements to further benefit our young people. Now, every year, I must remind our audience that there is not enough time to mention all of the people and organizations that continue to work with us each and every day. Many of you in this audience with us today, I say thank you. Public service would be a thankless job if it were not for all of you. And last, but certainly not least, I would like to say to our teachers who come to work each and every day, ready to help foster learning, ready to collaborate with your peers, going that extra mile for your students, I say thank you. Thank you for your commitment at a time when public education has come under attack, where some of us question your dedication and competence. They don't see what I see. I respect and appreciate the work that you do each and every day. And because of you, my own daughter will graduate from our National Inventor STEM High School in May, thank God. She is already taking courses at the University of Akron through College Credit Plus. She's already been accepted at the University of Akron and will become a ZIP in the fall, majoring in music, of all things. You go to the STEM school and you major in music. But she's happy with it and she's good at it. So believe me when I say that raising children is not easy. You know, you're going through the terrible twos and you got the adolescence, the dating, getting a driver's license, selecting a college, you name it. But what made this journey easier for my family has been the excellent teachers who serve not just my kids, but all the kids in the Akron Public School. To Dr. Ellen McWilliams Woods, to my senior staff, our principal supervisors, our administrators, to my board members, and to all who support us. I can't do my job without you. For what you do every day, I am eternally grateful, and you all have my utmost respect. And since I still have the microphone, I'll have some commentary on some current events. So in my 55 years on this planet, I have seldom seen so much controversy in our national government. I just want our national leaders to focus on helping our students avoid and eliminate student debt, allowing high school students who take college-level courses to have access to Pell Grants across the country. I want all parents to have quality choices, regardless of if their choice is a traditional public or charter school. I want state testing that directly correlates to college and career readiness and removes that stigma of failure in the current high-stakes testing system. And for all that, what may be wrong with our country, for all the rancor, I wouldn't trade these United States of America for anything. I think we have a nation, we as a nation have overcome so much, yet we have so far to go. And today I think about our refugee and immigrant population here in Akron from places like Nepal, Afghanistan, Congo, or Iraq, and others. People who are escaping oppression, coming here with the hope of a brighter future. These parents show up to our schools, these parents are trying to fit in, and these parents want a new start without someone looking over their shoulders. Parents who want the best opportunity for their kids. Now, I do understand the balance between our national security and opening up our arms to help those in need. But the America I believe in can do both. So in compliance with the laws that are currently on the books and barring any further federal action, we will continue to provide educational services to all of our students regardless of their immigration status. We will not discriminate on the basis of race. We will not discriminate on the basis of race, color, gender identity, or national origin, and students will not be barred from enrolling in the Akron Public Schools on the basis of their citizenship or immigration status or that of their parents or guardians. We are deeply committed to providing a safe and healthful learning environment that is responsive to each of our students. So now, before I conclude, I would like you all to just humor me for a second. If you could close your eyes and relax and think back to a time when you were in high school, and for those of us who can remember that, back that far enough, what were your dreams? What goals did you set for yourself? Did you realize those dreams? Now, I want you to open your eyes and see the enthusiasm and energy on some of our students at North High School, excited about the future, their future, thanks to the new College and Career Academies of Akron.
Hi, my name is David Caldwell. I'm a junior, and the academy I have chosen is Health and Human Services. The pathway I have chosen is healthcare operations because I really want to study healthcare and major in public health in college.
Hello, my name is Darwin. I'm a junior, and the academy I have chosen is Health and Human Services. The pathway I have chosen is early childhood education because I am interested in teaching and helping kids.
This is the Academy of Global Technology and Business. My name is Jay Houston, and the academy that I've chosen, and the pathway that I've chosen is entrepreneurship and marketing. And the reason why is because in college I would like to major in business.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Chandra, and I'm junior. I have chosen mechanical, electrical, and plumbing technology. This is because I want to major in electrical engineering. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lucas Miller. I'm a junior here at North High School, and the academy I've chosen is the Academy of Global Technology and Business. The pathway I chose is programming and software development. I chose this pathway because I've always had an interest in computers ever since I was 9 years old, and I want to be able to build my own software applications, and I think this program is the one that will help me do that.
Hi, my name is Sida, and I'm in 11th grade. Support and services because I enjoy working computers and fixing programs. Thank you.
So, it's my goal to make sure that Yelena, Kasum, Davion, Hissei Nguyen, Jay, Chandra, Lucas, and Susmita can realize their dreams. And they're here, so stand up. I just wanted to make sure that you know that these are real people, just like you and me, who have dreams of what their world can be. I can't do this alone. Our entire community is responsible for the success of these and all of our students. Thank you and God bless. Now for the hard part.
Thank you, David. Now we'll take questions from the audience. Just fill out the white cards on your table. We'll be happy to answer some. We'll go ahead and start with a question here. The consensus seems to be that Ohioans want less testing of students, more useful report cards for districts, and otherwise a stable system for evaluating schools. States in the process of trying to get there. What improvements or changes would you like to see?
Well, again, as I mentioned, testing that's really correlated to student success in the post-secondary world. As I sit on this committee and we hear about the Ohio report card, it's changed like 3 times in the last 4 years. I happen to think that the ACT and SAT tests can be indicative of college success and post-secondary success. We do test internally. We use what are called our MAP tests, where we can look at how our kids do compared to other kids across the nation because they're nationally normed. But it just seems like in Columbus, instead of letting our teachers and educators have input and decide where we should go, the legislature, and that's their right, but it's putting us through a lot of turmoil as we have to continue to change and flip, you know, year by year from one set of standards to another. Just settle on standards that are fair, that don't punish kids who have issues in their lives like poverty, hunger, and some of the other social issues that we face, and I think it'll be okay. But as long as you're trying to make it drill and kill, it's not fair to our teachers, and as a parent, it's not fair to our students.
Mayor Horrigan has set a goal of growing the city's population. The Akron schools would appear to be crucial in achieving that goal. What are your thoughts on that?
I feel sorry. I wouldn't want to be in your situation. Well, we're in the same situation, basically. But I feel your pain, because, and we are on the same page. I mean, Dan and I think both are for, you know, building up our community and trying to help our neighborhoods thrive. So there are some things that we're going to have to work together on. I mean, we have community learning centers across this city. And as I've said to him before, you know, I think in some respects, what I thought was like a 5-block plan around each of our COCs to really focus on some of the housing and development. As we continue to shrink our footprint and eliminate some vacant buildings and property that we own, most likely we'll be approaching the city about the potential for those serving as places where new housing or new development can occur. So we have a lot of work to do, but we're really, you know, running a parallel path. In order for Dan to attract companies here, we have to have a higher, education level in our workforce, and that's what we're trying to do with these college and career academies.
Here's a question from our audience that I think you could anticipate. With the merger of Kenmore and Garfield clusters, the middle school students are going to Ennis, right? Yeah, CLC, which is maintaining its identity while the Kent school is closing. The new high school will be built on the Garfield site, but will be renamed. Why can't it maintain its name and identity?
Well, we've been through that before. We have to really, in that case, because they're high schools, and we know when we're taking a Cardinal and a Ram, I can't figure out what that would be. So we really want to listen to the students and have the students drive this. And I understand and respect, you know, many of the people who came out in the community to talk about, you know, they graduated in 1950 or 55 or 45, and they're always going to be a Ram or they're always going to be a Cardinal. But this is really about looking forward. What I've said is that we'll respect the legacies of each of the schools, but felt it would be better to come up with a new legacy, and that's what we're going to work with, in the community to determine a new name, new identity, and new colors, and we're hoping that the community and our students can inform that decision.
I don't know if I need to be embarrassed by this question or not. In today's Akron Beacon Journal article, your name was not included in the list of Summit County superintendents who are advocating for no testing beyond what is required by the federal government. Does that mean you see benefits in doing more than the bare minimum testing?
I did get a copy of that, and actually I serve on the Buckeye Association of School Administrators, which is our state superintendent association. I'll actually be president of that organization in August. And, of course, our Ohio 8 group, and we all have our own opinion letters and suggestions to the state about what that is. So not signing that letter has nothing to do with whether I agree with it or not. I have just been kind of busy with a bunch of other stuff. But a lot of the things that they said in the letter I agree with. The one thing I didn't agree with was where we take what we call our effect size or N size. You know, the state wants to go from 30, meaning that if you have 30 kids who are in a racial or a special ed subgroup, they'll get counted on the test. And I agree that that should be lowered, because in some of our districts that have very low minority populations, we never see their scores. We call that the halo effect, because the effect size, it's so small, they don't get counted. And I think every kid should get counted. So that's the only thing. That's not really a big issue. I mean, the other things I pretty much agree with, and so do our state associations and our Ohio 8.
How important is the new graduation pathway, work keys and industry recognized credentials, to Akron Public Schools student academic and career success?
I was actually with Barb Williams yesterday, who runs our career and technical education program. We're talking about doing some work keys tests. But remember, that test was actually created for adults to determine their efficacy of going into the workforce. And so we want to see how our kids do. I think the jury is still out on this graduation committee at the Ohio Department of Education for the State Board. There are several career technical school district superintendents that have voiced some concerns about how we're applying work keys. So when we get some additional information, we'll be better able to answer that question. But right now, we are being cautious that are we applying the work keys exam? It's not easy by any means, but are we really applying that where it should be applied? Because it was created for adults initially.
A tax question. When would you expect to come back to voters for more money in the form of a new or increased property tax levies?
I don't want to answer that question. as we work through with our Ryan Pendleton, our CFO, and the board, including President Patrick Bravo and Vice President Tim Miller and our Finance Committee, you know, we'll take a look at that. Right now, we have to digest the state budget. And, you know, when the budget comes out, that's one thing. And then we'll get tables that shows, you know, in our case, our revenue from the state will be fairly flat, you know, over the next biennium. But as it moves through the legislature, it can change. My concern about the budget as it sits now, as proposed, is that there will be a cut in transportation funding. And I'm opposed to that, because not only are we transporting our Akron Public School kids on yellow buses, we also transport parochial and charter schools on our yellow buses at significant costs, and we haven't been getting reimbursements from the state. They've been cut, you know, year after year after year. So we're concerned about that. There are issues in terms of, you know, our salaries and benefits that we have to work through. But, you know, in our situation, at some point, we will probably have to have some levy on the ballot. But I can't speak to that right now until we have a better idea of what our finances will look at moving forward after the state budget is finalized.
You just spoke about transporting charter school kids. What can Akron schools do to try to get some of these parents and their children back into the schools from the charter schools?
I think the announcement from Mr. Considine pretty much says it all, that when we have local companies who are willing to invest in our kids, who can end up in their places of employment, to me that speaks more than anything else. I don't think many people realize the special programs and things that we do for our kids in Akron Public Schools, you know, aside from College Credit Plus. I mean, I was just at our winter concert series jazz concert at Ellett on Saturday night, and I'll be at the orchestra concert tomorrow. When you look at IB at Firestone, our robotics program, in your pamphlet, you'll see some of the things. I think our robotics program, what did they do, place like third in the world or something? I don't know of a charter school in our area that you do those types of things. So, but it's a parent's choice. And the only thing I can do is continue to partner with people like Bill and try and get more companies to come in, offer more opportunities for our kids, working with our post-secondary partners, and then I think people will get it.
Just a couple of more questions here. This one's another one from the audience, and the question is this: what will the board's policy be toward the city's proposal for possible tax abatement on the new home construction? And I believe that is that the property would be evaluated for what it's worth now, and any improvements would not add to the tax burden.
Well, you know, as I travel the city and look at our housing stock, something has to be done. I mean, I read the report. I don't really see a way around it. I mean, what am I going to do, complain about it? I mean, you know, how many new homes have been built, you know, in our city? We have had some, you know, but with the financial crisis, I believe in 2008, we have to do something. And I think if we can work together with the city, get more homes built, get people to come in, I think in the end we'll be fine. Will there be some sacrifices up front? Absolutely, but this is about building a better community. So it means all of us have to sacrifice, and unfortunately, including our schools. But remember, we're not just concerned about property tax, we're also concerned about income tax, because the income taxes have to come in and pay a portion of the bonds that were sold to build these community learning centers. So before we started the construction project, we wouldn't have been really concerned about income taxes, but we are now. And I just give the mayor a lot of credit for, you know, really trying to help improve our neighborhoods. And I think looking at getting some of the old housing stock or helping people improve their houses so that they can stay and kind of preserve our tax base, I think no one can argue with them for trying to do that.
Being respectful of your time and knowing that you have to get down to Columbus, just one final question. You spoke about LeBron a lot at the beginning of your address. Any predictions for June of this year?
No, I just feel for him, you know, dealing with injuries and things like that. But it should be okay, but I'm not making a prediction. I do know there was another question that was posed regarding, do companies have to make a monetary, you know, donation to help the academies? No, we're also looking for in-kind donations of your professionals coming in and working with our students or serving as mentors. All of that is important. So we don't want to turn anyone away, because this is it's very important work. I mean, you know, what we have to understand is that we'll have some parents who, you know, have kids that are going to do the right thing and go on the right track. And we have some that are kind of uncertain where they want to go, and we need you to help us. And we have some at the other end that have no idea where they're going or what the resources or the assets in our community are. And we have to do a better job of making sure that every single one of our kids in this community has a path to success. And I think that's what these college and career academies will do.
Thank you all. Look forward to seeing you at our next event.